Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Temperatures drop and days get shorter. That signals the fall season. As summer wraps up, it's time to start planting. Now, fall is a season to plant some things, and a season where some things can be planted, but it's still a time when most things die or go dormant. Let's discuss the things that usually get planted in fall. First, it's important to note what you're wanting to plant and what conditions it requires. Obviously, follow all the necessary recommendations for soil and sunlight preferences, but also note planting depth and any mulch or insulation that might be needed. Keep in mind the time frame, too. Fall plantings can take root, but it isn't a guarantee. We have several weeks before we might start seeing frosts around mid-October and freezes in late October into November. This means spring flowering bulbs and trees will have time to set roots and overwinter. When planting bulbs, it's good to remember that they don't want to be soggy, which will lead to rot. Most of the time, they should be in full sun, but hyacinth and narcissus, aka daffodil, can handle a couple more hours of shade. Arranging and spacing the bulbs is easiest at planting, that way they don't need to be dug or spaced next year. Keeping the shorter flowers like crocus and grape hyacinth in the front or on the edges will allow them to be seen, while taller flowers like daffodils and tulips can sit in the back. Massing bulbs can look great when they are all flowered, but planting different flowering periods might extend the bloom time. This can mean different species, but can also mean different varieties that bloom at later periods. Early flowering bulbs include crocus, snowdrops, and squill, with later bloomers like tulips and daffodils, with the summer bloomers being things like Asiatic lilies and alliums. Plant bulbs in groups or swaths, usually twice as deep as they are tall. A 2-inch bulb should be planted 4 inches deep, for example. Spacing ranges based on size, with crocuses being planted closer than tulips and especially alliums. For perennial shrubs and trees, make sure they are planted sooner rather than later to establish rooting. Planting in a large hole, correcting heavy clays with compost or organic matter, will allow the roots to set. Water deep and infrequently, several inches, about once a week or so. Avoid fertilizing, because the plants should be trying to harden off for winter, not flush out new growth. Watering can stop when the ground freezes, but if December is warm and incredibly dry, give the tree a drink. Evergreens are not going dormant, so make sure they get water when they need it. Covering plants in organic mulch like straw, leaf debris, and compost can also help insulate them, and it will help contribute to spring fertility after it breaks down in winter. Fall planting can lead to full gardens in spring, but make sure to set them up for success now. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.